could the US seize Greenland by force? That's the question being asked across Europe and elsewhere today. After a statement from the White House said President Trump was considering a range of options to acquire the world's biggest island, including using the military. Greenland is part of Denmark, which, like the US, is a member of NATO. However, Mr. Trump insists that the US needs it for security reasons. Earlier today, the NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte said to calm the situation, telling CNN that there could be agreement between the NATO members.
It's my absolute conviction that when it comes to NATO and the assessment of the situation in the High North, we are all on the same page. The US is heavily involved. And again, when it comes to Greenland specifically, I know the Danes are totally open to have more US troops in Greenland. They are fine. The agreements are there.
That was Mark Rutte speaking earlier. Let's talk now to Danish MP Trine Mack, who's a member of that Parliament's Greenland Committee. Thank you for joining us on the News at One. I think it's fair to say that when Donald Trump first floated the idea of the US taking control of Greenland, it seemed fanciful to most people. But does he now have to be taken seriously?
I think we have to take Donald Trump's voice very serious and very concrete as well. I think this has been going on for months now. It's a year since he was bragging, excuse me for the language, about it the first time, and now it has been repeated several times over the last couple of days, even in the aftermath of the attack in Venezuela. So I think we are very worried in Denmark, and they are certainly very worried as well in Greenland.
Given what you've been saying, do you still consider the US to be an ally of Denmark?
Well, I belong to one of the Danish opposition parties, and we do certainly not look at the US the way it is behaving as a security ally, quite the opposite. Now, I think security policy has to build on international law, respect for states' sovereignty, and the people's right to self-determination. And what the Trump administration is practicing is outright in an attack on that global order.
Would the EU then be in a stronger position on Greenland if it had criticised America's operation in Venezuela? Because that does seem to have emboldened Donald Trump.
And I think it's been quite telling what has been happening and not happening for the last couple of days. There has been a far lower voice of criticism when it comes to the U.S. attack on Venezuela, whereas when it comes to the threats against Greenland, European countries, Nordic countries, have been quite outspoken on protection of sovereignty and asking the U.S. to respect international law. I would have wished the same kind of clarity and clear messaging was being used over the weekend when the US attacked Venezuela, because that was also an attack on international law.
Returning to Greenland, in the longer term, should Greenland be independent? Because opinion polls have suggested that this is what the people who live there want.
I think the position of Denmark and the position of my party is very clear, that the future of Greenland has to be decided by the people of Greenland. So whether they want to be independent, continue to be a member of the Kingdom of Denmark and the collaboration between the Faroe Islands, Greenland and Denmark, and in what shape, that is totally up to the people of Greenland. It's not for Denmark, it's not for the US to decide.
Trine Mack, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.